Listen, we all know that ferns be tripping and bugs be bugging. We also know you love plants and you love to get the tea served with some planty shade. So, honey, you need to check out the Plant Kiki podcast. The Plant Kiki is a fun, safe space for grown and sexy plant parents to listen and kiki along with their favorite soil cousins who are dishing the dirt on their favorite foliage, a little pop culture, botanical trends, plants they wish they had, and plants they wish they never had. The Plant Kiki podcast is presented by Black in the Garden. And you guys, it'll be available to you October 10th. To learn more about the Plant Kiki podcast, follow them on Instagram and Twitter at The Plant Kiki. This podcast is also sponsored by Black People with Plants. If you support everything Black the way I do, then you'll love Black People with Plants. The melanin drips over everything green in this space. Black People with Plants is bold and unapologetic. To learn more about this movement, follow them on Instagram at Black People with Plants. That's Black People W dot Plants. Welcome to the Black Plant Chick Podcast. I am your Black Plant Mama Jade, and here we are with another episode. Welcome, 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 welcome. You guys, it's just me this time, so I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you stay entertained through this episode. If not, I'm so sorry. But we're at episode 13, and let me get my audio together so that I'm not breaking up on you guys. So, you guys, here we are. I'm leaving all this in so that you guys can hear how it's not always perfect. I want to make sure that my mic is okay, so I hope that you all can hear me all right. Anyways, yes, I'm back. It's your Black Plant Mama Jade, and this is episode 13. I have already decided to call this episode Rita, and I'm going to explain to you why very soon, why I've named this episode Rita. So I wanted to come to you guys today and sort of do a full recap on where I am in my plant journey. We have been at this thing for a couple of months now. I don't even know how long it's been. This year is a little strange to me. It is all over the place. I can't believe that it's almost over. I cannot believe that we are about to vote for, hopefully, a new president. And I'm praying that we don't get the same person in office. Oh, guys, please get out there and vote if you haven't already. Please, 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 please do. Anyways, so, you know, when I started my plant journey, it was amazing. And not to say that it's not amazing now, but things have definitely changed this year. When I started this plant journey and podcasting and sharing with you guys on my social media pages, all of my beautiful plants and the things that I love about plants, all of my knowledge surrounding plants, I had a different view on what this community was. You know, I thought, oh, it's all about who has a certain number of plants and who can take care of them better and who posts the best pictures and all of these different things. And then over the course of a few months, I learned that it's deeper than that. It's about what plants can do for you. It's about what you can do for plants. It's about the relationships you build through plants, right? And so that is where I am still now. I'm no longer focused on the amount of plants that I have, because although few months back, I was at 70 plus plants. I'm now definitely below or right around maybe 45, 50, which still seems like a lot. But, you know, I've done purges, I've given some away, some have died, but I'm not hung up on that number. For me, it's about how well I'm taking care of my plant babies. I could have five that are thriving and I'm happy. So to have 45, 50 that are still doing very well is great. And, you know, because we are now in the fall and winter is coming and our plants will, some of them will go dormant. They won't grow as much. Some of them may die. I'm not worried. And I'm actually excited to see my plants go through these different transitions. And a lot of why I named this episode Rita has to do with that transition. Once again, let me say this. So for those of you who do not know, I have another workshop coming up. It's called the Winter Plant Prep Workshop, and it is happening on October 31st at 2 p.m. I will make sure to include that link in the show notes. So if you want to join me, it's only $10. It'll be an hour long, and I will be joined by Adrienne, who runs the page, the Midwestern Jungle. She's dope. She's going to be doing a segment on grow lights. And so she will be there. I'm going to be doing a giveaway after that, giving away two grow lights from House Bright. I love their grow lights. So it was really dope to be partnering with them on this one. I'm not hung up on the number of plants that I have. I'm all about the health. I'm all about plant therapy and what I gain from caring for my plants. I will tell you guys, when I started this podcast, I talked a lot about my umbrella tree. And so, you know, it's unfortunate, but my umbrella tree my umbrella tree was dealing with pests a lot. And it was like, no matter what I did, she just kept getting them. And so I ended up putting her outside because I just was like, I don't know what to do for you, sis. Like, repot you, change your soil, clean you off, take care of all of these weekly things that I was doing, and you were still having these issues. And unfortunately, my lovely baby is seeing her way out. Hold on, you guys. Let me get them to, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to handle some child business. So my beautiful umbrella tree is unfortunately dying. And I'm okay with that. You know, in life, you have to let go of some things for new things to come. And she started this journey with me from the very beginning, and has given me so much life. And so I'm okay with her moving on. And since we're talking about plants moving on, I want to tell you guys why this episode is titled Rita. So all of you who know me, which all of y'all do, know that I love my fiddle leaf fig trees. But I have one in particular that wasn't in the best condition when I got her. This was the first, the only, and the last fiddle leaf fig tree that I will ever buy online. She was very small, like, you know, she just was one of like, I think they're the Bambino. She was really, really small, had maybe like five leaves. But when I received her, she was in very bad condition. So I thought that she was going to die really soon from the time that I brought her home. From the time that she arrived at my house, but she managed to hold on. And even within the last month or so, push out maybe two or three new leaves. But unfortunately, she is not making it. I have given her everything that I can, but she is also dying. And so it's a little sad, but I'm okay because she had a hard trip here. I mean, that package wasn't the best. Like, I just don't think that fiddle leaf figs should be shipped personally. That is my personal opinion. You know, some of you may have bought Fiddly Figs online and they are great, but the smaller ones, I think that that is a lot for them to endure. And so I'm very surprised that she made it this long. I'm actually happy that she did. But yeah, so my beautiful girl, Rita, this episode is dedicated to you. I hope that I have given you all of the love and the nutrients and the light that you needed, during your time with us. And I kept you around your brothers and sisters, and I hope that they loved on you just as much as I did. I know, in this next life that you are transitioning to, you will make someone's world bright. So this is to you, Rita. All right. I know you guys are probably like, oh my God, it sounds like a person is passed. But that was my baby. All of my plants are my babies. And so, you know, to see one die is like, darn it. But I'm okay with it, especially because I know that I did everything that I could to make sure that these beautiful, beautiful plants survive. So when they do pass on, I am okay with it. So my umbrella tree, she's heading out. My beautiful girl, Rita, is heading out. I've lost a lot of other plants during this time. I've had several calatheas that I'm going to be very honest with you guys, and please don't judge me, but I put some calatheas outside because I just did not like them. And so I think that plant community, please do not judge me for what I'm about to tell you, but I did put them outside to die. Because they were very hard to deal with. And I don't want to give a person a plant that is already struggling, because once they get to their house, it might be even tougher. And I just don't want to pass that energy on. So yeah, I set those beautiful babies outside, two of them. And over the course of maybe 3 to 4 weeks, they slowly transitioned. I just realized that they weren't for me. So the calatheas I'll pass. All of you other plant lovers can have them. So that is, I guess, my recap. I'm excited that my podcast is still charting. People still love it. I try to figure out new things to bring to you guys, new guests. I hope that I don't bore you and it's an episode of just me. But this podcast is something that I love to do, and so it's not going anywhere. I still offer plant care consultations. I still am doing these plant care workshops. And if you have any recommendations on a workshop that you would love to attend, don't be afraid to email me or hit me up on Instagram and let me know. You can email me at blackplantchick@yahoo.com, and I will respond. I'm open to recommendations for guests, all of that great stuff. As we go into the new year, I hope that I can continue to grow this podcast and make it bigger and bigger and bigger. I have some amazing things planned for the new year that, of course, when the time comes, I'll talk about it. I have had an opportunity to do some stuff with Humans Growing Stuff podcast, which is partnered with Miracle-Gro. I did a couple of drops for their podcast, which was really dope. I have some projects, and I'm going to announce this right here because it is official. And for me, when things become official is when that check hits the bank. So I am going to announce this here today, but I had the opportunity to partner with House Beautiful on a couple of plant guide videos. And so I'm really excited for when those drop. I did 3 of them, and they're just on different guides to caring for your plants, and they will be featured on the House Beautiful website. You guys, House Beautiful is a huge platform. I mean, like 1.something million followers, both on Instagram and Facebook. So this is a huge opportunity for me, and I'm so excited about that. And I know that there are going to be hundreds of others. Yes, I'm speaking it into existence. Coming in 2021, yes, 2021, there will be so many other opportunities coming my way in this plant world. I plan to bring more things to you guys. I know I'm talking as if this is the end of the year, but it damn sure feels like it. It really, really does. And I feel like you guys are my friends, and I'm just having a open conversation with you guys because I love you guys. Oh, listen, you guys, let me tell you. First of all, I say you guys a lot. I'm sorry. I just do. My children's book, June Peters, You Will Change the World One Day, made an appearance on a Netflix movie, The Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. It's in the very beginning. If you guys checked out my live, I showed you on there. I'm so excited about that, you guys. To have my book on such a huge network is freaking amazing. So thank you to the people who reached out to me to make that happen. Thank you, Netflix. And just thank you. I'm getting to a place where I am starting to be unapologetic about my successes. Sometimes I won't share things because I don't want to sound like I'm boasting or anything like that. And I'm trying to get away from that because I'm doing things out here. Like, you know, things are happening for me and I should be able to talk about them and not feel like I'm making someone else look bad or like I shouldn't share these things, right? So I'm excited about that. It's a children's movie. It's a children's scary movie, but it's pretty good. It's not really that scary at all, honestly. It's for kids. Anyway, so yes, and it's called The Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. And you'll see my book in the beginning when the little girl's in the bed, it's on the bookshelf. And that is June Peters, You Would Change the World One Day. That book is available on Amazon along with all of my other books. They are under my real name, which is Alika Turner. But you guys know me as Jade, the Black Plant Chick. Anyways, you guys, so listen. All right. Here we go. Why is this episode so important? Because at the very end of it, I am finally merging my love for plants with my love for erotic storytelling. So many people have been asking me, am I going to get back into erotic storytelling? And so now that I'm sorry, you guys are probably hearing kids in the background because it is Tuesday that I'm recording this, and there are kids in this house. So forgive them for shouting and all of that great stuff and my beautiful mic picking it up. Anyways, but I'm finally merging the two. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this story I'm just excited for you guys to hear it. Listen, I'm only giving you a snippet because I want to know what you guys think before I give it all to you. And you're going to have to let me know somehow, some way, inbox me, email me, go to one of my posts on my page. If you like it, I will bring it back and I will finish the story. Like I said, it's only a snippet. But I hope that you all enjoy it. I'm sorry, this is a short episode and it's just me. And I just wanted to kind of give you guys an update on where my plant journey is, and how I'm living with all of my babies. And do I still love plants? Hell yes, I do. And I cannot wait until the new year to get back into plant shopping and to connect with you guys some more. Once again, I have a workshop on the 31st. You can find that link in the show notes. What else do I have going on? I got something else I want to plan for the end of the year, but I am going to hold off on talking about that right now. Yeah, y'all, that's it. Until next time, you know it is. Love, peace, and propagate. Are you obsessed with houseplants the way I am? I know you are. That's why you're here. Well, listen, you guys, over at the Midwestern Jungle, I was able to download some of my favorite plant guides, things on how to build my own core pole for my Monstera, how to create my own potting mix. That's right. Over at the Midwestern Jungle, Adrian, the creator, has all of that. And you guys, these downloads are only $5. You can't beat that. So go on to Instagram, follow her there at The Midwestern Jungle or check out her website at themidwesternjungle.com. And hey, don't forget to tell her Jade sent you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Black Plant Chick Podcast. I am your Black Plant Mama Jade, and this is a brand new segment titled Plants After Dark. I'm finally bringing together my love for erotic storytelling and my passion for caring for plants. So I hope that you enjoy this little snippet of a story that I'm going to read for you guys. If you love it, listen, you guys, if you love it, let me know. That's the only way that I'll bring back the rest of the story. All right? So hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, my website, or email me at blackplantchick@yahoo.com and let me know if you love this story. And if you do, then we'll finish it. All right. This is titled Paradise. The thunder rumbled outside the nursery. Every aisle was empty, not a single soul in sight. Yet gracing the walls were elegant green plants. I ran my fingers over the large foliage of the very temperamental Ficus lyrata. And just below me lay a row of dancing lady orchids. Adjusting my dress, I kneeled to appreciate the beautiful yellow petals. I could feel myself drifting as I closed my eyes, imagining his touch. I placed my hands between my legs. My warm thighs and the coolness of my fingertips sent chills down my spine. Placing my palm over my throbbing jewel, I bit down on my lip as I attempted to calm myself. Suddenly, I was startled by a human presence, leaning over my shoulders. Before I opened my eyes, a musky scent danced around my nose. When I stood to my feet, a sea of dolphins dangled above my head. I was breathing hard. I was afraid to face whatever this was behind me. I could feel his heart beating as well. And when I turned to face him, thank you for listening to Plants After Dark. I'm Jade, the Black Plant Chick, and until next time, love, peace, and propagate.